freaking name of Jesus. Let's bow our heads with a word of prayer. Lord, just thank you for the precious blood of Jesus, Lord, to redeem me from my sins, Lord. And to be with me, Lord, as I share what you did in my heart, in my life, Lord. Give me grace and strength to share. In Jesus' name, amen. I was born in an older Amish setting. I wasn't raised in a very good home. It was a dysfunctional home. There wasn't the love there that should have been there. My parents didn't work together very good in raising us. My dad was emotionally unstable and had problems being fearful and anxious and that kind of thing. I was somewhat abused physically and verbally growing up by my brothers and some uncles, helped together in harvest. I often remember growing up having all sorts of weird, crazy fears and thoughts that come to my mind. I remember often having a heavy weight on me, like a heavy, dark, scary feeling that something bad is going to happen in the future, or to me or my family, whatever. Sometimes at work, I wouldn't get my work done because it would kind of weigh me down so much, didn't get my work done. And my older brothers would abuse me or whip me because I wouldn't get my work done. And I don't remember anything really unusual happening in my school years while at school, but I do remember a few times growing up I had some panic attacks or anxiety attacks where I thought I was going to die and that my parents knew of. And I joined a youth group when I was 16 and was very bashful and inferior. And as time went on, I became involved in pornography and sexual immoralities and that kind of thing. And when I was 25, I had a mental breakdown and went on medication for about 4 years. And the medication worked okay for a while, but the guilt caught up to me. I didn't want to admit it then, I guess. I still wanted to have a good time, having fun, whatever, but I guess I knew my heart was a sin problem. In 97, 98, I went out to Indiana, a place called Fresh Start, a program there, rehab of some kind. And somehow I went through that program without being born again. I thought I was, but apparently I was deceived. Because when I came back, I still wasn't free from the pornography and immoralities, those kind of things. And 3 or 4 years ago, I started having severe anxiety and fears, and I knew what it was guilt from sins and that I couldn't seem to overcome, and talked to numerous counselors over the years and that kind of thing. And I struggled on for a while, for a few years, and then in the February of 08, I was converted at the leadership seminar in Ephrata. And a few times before, I thought I was born again, but I was deceived. And somehow this time I knew I was born again this time, because it seemed to be, I more had a hatred for sin, and I knew something was different, I knew something had happened, but I was very much a perfectionist, and I did that to relieve my anxiety. I had these anxieties about the future, something that happened in the future, and about uncertain of life, and then I gave that perfectionism up because I realized it wasn't right. It was not putting my trust in the Lord. So that's when the anxiety and the fear set in then. I really struggled then for last summer, about a year or so. over the years. I had problems with my work ethic and financial difficulties and those things, and didn't make very good decisions, and waste a lot of time and money and falling after sin and those kind of things, and always looking for a thrill, something different, or but never satisfied. Just always seemed to be a void there, that always searching for something to, how could I say, something to have satisfaction, whatever, but never could seem to find it. And eventually, I went to live with John Mark Yoder's, come to church here, and that was very hard, but it was a tremendous growing experience in my life. And I realized there was a, seemed to be, I had problems with blasphemous thoughts in my life and hearing voices and things there. And eventually I realized where it was coming from, of course. And there was a lot of serious ancestral sins, and seemed my younger brother was born again quite a while ago, and he, I guess he searched all that out and what was going on there, and my dad being fearful, his mom being very fearful, and my grandparents, and being on sleeping medication for years, and with fear and anxiety, and both emotionally unstable and that kind of thing. Never realized seemed to be a curse there, something there in the ancestral, a lot of serious ancestral sins, immoralities and fear and anger and that kind of thing. And so I struggled with bitterness, and resentment. My uncles and brothers were abusing me and that kind of thing. And there seemed to be a, even recently, seemed to be a blasphemous spirit there that seemed to scorn people that were really very godly, or when I would hear the name of Jesus, so that bothered me. I knew that something wasn't right there. And I'm glad to say recently it's been that I do love the name of Jesus, and that's lessening those thoughts I get there, that kind of blasphemous spirit there. And I just want to share a verse. One of my favorite verses is 1 Corinthians 6:11, "And such were some of you, but ye are washed, but ye are sanctified, but ye are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God." I can truly say that that's what happened to me. I'm being sanctified and washed in His blood from those immoralities and those thoughts, the satanic thoughts, whatever I was all getting. And I still have my struggles, of course, and some thoughts, unwanted thoughts coming in there, but I know the Lord is doing a work in my heart, and realize the truth in that verse there. "For if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things become new." And I would desire you to pray for me, that I could still sometimes seem want to go my own way. And I know there's a lot of still think it's a miracle that I was on medication in 4 years, my 40 years. Now I praise God for that, and that I was able to stay off of medication. And of course, it bothers me when a lot of people out there, as soon as they have some problems, they cover it up with medication, and probably 9 times out of 10, it's a spiritual problem or a sin in their life. And that's my testimony, that medication is not the answer, it's just a crutch. And nothing but the blood of Jesus Christ will set you completely free. Amen. Praise God. Thank you.
Hallelujah. Nothing but the blood of Jesus Christ can set you free. Did you hear that? Amen. Thank you to each one of you for sharing this morning, sharing your testimony, your faith in Christ Jesus, and your commitment, your desire, your heart after the Lord to follow Him all your days. Amen. All right. I just want to say to the congregation, you know, when we sit and we hear the testimonies one-on-one, they're often, you know, a lot larger, and you get to hear a lot more of the heart, you know, behind the salvation testimony. So if you have anything that's on your heart that you'd like to have hear the larger version, maybe you need to get one-on-one with some of these and hear their hearts. But thank you each one for sharing, and we look forward to what God will do in your life as you have sought Him early and given your heart to Christ Jesus. Amen. All right, I failed to mention earlier, I was wanting to do that. The brother who was scheduled for children's class today, somehow he's not able to be here. And so if we have a minute, man, for children's lesson, we would accept that. So maybe what we could do is have a song and receive our offerings this morning. And you think and ponder on that, and we'll then ask for a volunteer for children's class after that. Okay, Brother Tim?